I am what I do. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. I am what I do. And what is it that I do? I do all the things that make me happy. I do all the things that I enjoy doing. I do all the things that tell me that my world is good and very good. I do all the things that I know my voice, my word, my actions bring about because that's where my actions are. Now, do I want a happy day? Then I put on a happy face. I do that because I know that is what brings a happy day. A happy day doesn't come just by itself. A happy day doesn't come because it's out there wandering among all the other days. It's wandering among all the other times in my life. It's just wandering out there around me, and it's saying, hey, I'm one of these things in your life. I'm happiness, I'm sadness, I'm joy, I'm abundance, I'm wealth, I'm health, I'm goodness, I'm all those things. Now, what is it you're going to do today? Are you going to be with happiness, joy, health, wealth, harmony? What are you going to be with? Well, I say to myself, that's a good question. What am I going to be with? Where am I putting my thoughts? Where am I putting my actions? Where am I putting my attitudes? Where am I putting my to-do bit? Okay, my to-do list says, to do today, to be happy. All right. Then, that means I must go into my happiness box and gather up all my happiness ideas and dwell on them today. Now, what's a happiness idea? A happiness idea is that I like me. I start out first with I like me. If I don't start out first with I like me, nothing else I do is going to make any difference. If I say I don't like me, everything is going to be I don't like me and I don't like it. And I'm not happy with it and it's not a good world and it's not right. But if I say I like me, then I start out with that right attitude of mind, with that right to-do list in my thinking, and that's what I am. Now, can I do that? Am I really what I do? Am I really the things that I think about? Am I really the things that I have in my to-do box? Now, what is my to-do box for today? Well, we started out with happiness. Now, what goes along with happiness? Happiness is loving unconditionally all the world. Oh, that's a nice happiness thing. What happens when I lovingly, unconditionally love all the world? What happens when I do that? Well, when I do that, something happens to me first. In me is a bubble that's just bursting, and it says, happy, 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 happy. And it says, everything I do is happy. Everything I think is happy. Everything I am is happy. Okay, now, how can I be happy by just saying I'm happy? Because maybe I have a sadness. Well, put the sadness back in the box. You don't need to take the sadness out. Maybe somebody is saying something that is not very kind. Well, put that saying something that's not very kind back in the box. Now, did they ever say anything in their entire life that was kind about you? Kind about me? Oh, yeah. Well, dwell on that. Dwell on that. But it was so seldom that they said anything. Okay, that's all the more reason it's easier to dwell on. You don't have so many things to think about. So, what did they say nice about you? Did they say that you're a thoughtful fellow, that you're a happy fellow, that you're a kind fellow, or they appreciate something that you did? Dwell on that. Dwell on that as your thought. I am what I do. What do I dwell on? Okay. I dwell on all those things that make me happy because that's all that matters. The only thing that matters in my life is what I am dwelling upon. Okay, I go into a hospital and I see a friend, and that friend is not doing too well. And so he wants to tell me all about his laundry list of unhappiness and sadness and sickness. And I say to him, all right, When's the last time we met? Oh, we went golfing together. When's the last time we did anything together? Oh, we went fishing together. Oh, what did we do when we were fishing? Hey, remember that fish that you caught? Wasn't that a dandy? Changed the whole conversation around from the sickness to the happiness. And by the time you leave that hospital room, your friend is sitting up saying, hey, come back at lunchtime. We can talk some more about fishing or talk some more about golfing. I have some neat ideas for you. Well, his whole idea is jumping off of the sickness bandwagon and getting on the happiness bandwagon. Now, is it that easy? It's just that easy. Does it happen that way? Oh, yes. Well, you hear so many times these silly stories about people who don't know how to kiss. And our children come into their father on his deathbed and say, Dad, I never kissed you. Dad, I never kissed you. Well, do it now. Do it now. He's still waiting there. He's been waiting all the years of his life for a kiss from you, and it never came. Now do it now. But, Dad, I want to kiss you. Oh, do it. Don't say I want to do it. Do it. And then you reach over, and you kiss his hand. And he says, okay, better than nothing. And then you say, what the hell? And you give him a schmeckeroo on the lips, and you kiss him, and he's got all that stuff on his lips from his, whatever stuff gets on his lips. And you kiss him anyhow. You wipe your lips off, true, but you kiss him. You kiss him right on the lips where it means the most to him. And he looks up at you, and he says, why didn't I ever do that before? But, Dad, I kissed you. But, no, I thought I would love to kiss you. Well, Dad, I kissed you. Well, I thought, let's not argue about this. Give me another kiss. So you give your dad another kiss. And then you reach around his body, and you grab him in your arms, and you hug him, and you hold him, and you say, you know, Dad, I love you. And the father says, I love you, too. And, Dad, do you have to die? I don't know. I never thought about it. It's just something that I let happen in my body. Well, Dad, you know, if you didn't have to die, we could have more kisses like this. And, Dad, if you didn't have to die, we could play golf together and we could go fishing together. Because I know how much you love to fish, and I never got to go fishing with you because I was too busy and you were too busy. And you didn't want to fool around with kids while you're fishing. Well, I tell you, son, I look at life a lot differently right now. What do you mean you look at it differently, Dad? Well, I'm looking at life through your kiss. For the first time, I realize kissing is nice. Kissing is fun. And when you kiss your own kid, wow, that's the best type of kiss you could ever have in the world, because that's a kiss filled with, that's my dad, that's my son, I love you. Could you do that? Could you do that? And does it change his whole life? What if he died a second later? Big deal. You kissed him. And what if he said, I want to live? And he started to live from that moment on. And he decided that he was going to get his body in shape so he could go and go fishing with you and go play golf with you and do things with you. What's the better part? It is better to have done and given it your best and given it your love. And then the next step will take care of itself. But just do at the moment what it is to do. I am what I do. I am the thoughts that I think. I am the love that I am. I am the caring that I am. Oh, someone comes in and says something that, I won't do that. I won't do this. And they have said beforehand that they would do that. And then you say to them, well, then get the hell out of here. I don't want you around me if you're not going to do it. Well, is that what you really mean? Are you going to be a reflection of somebody else's thoughts, or are you going to be a reflection of your thoughts? Now, what are your thoughts? Are your thoughts, everyone in my world is loving, everyone in my world wants to do nice things for me, everyone in my world is always being a beautiful person, everyone in my world is fantastic? Then someone comes along and says something unkind, and you respond like this. You say, I know exactly what you're thinking. What am I thinking? You're thinking, how do you turn around and do something you said you weren't going to do? I didn't think that. Yes, you did. You said, how am I going to turn around and be the loving person I am, the happy person I am, the joyful person I am, and share it with everybody in my world, including you? Did I say that? You sure did. That's what I read in you. Now, do you have the strength and the fortitude and the imagination? Do you have the intuitiveness to do that? Are you able to look beyond appearances and create your own appearances? You want your dad to stay with you? Or do you want to just enjoy that kiss and take what comes next? You want your friend to do what they said they're going to do? Or you want to fight about it? It's all up to us. I am what I do. And what I do is the nicest things in the world because I'm the nicest guy in the world. And that's the truth. Ask anybody who is my friend. Ask anybody who pretends to be my enemy, and they'll tell you that I'm the nicest guy in the world and they can't handle it. They can't tolerate it because they don't know how to be the nicest. But they're being the nicest by saying I'm the nicest, because if they can recognize I'm the nicest and they're being the nicest, then that's what it's all about. I am what I do. You are what you do. And life is what it does, always. So that's what goes on in my world. That's what goes on in your world, and that's what life is all about. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. I like 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 you. All because I love me. I love me. I love me. And I like me. I like me. I like me. Have a beautiful day. And remember, I am what I do. The same thing goes for you, too.